Hello.
Hi there, can I speak with Brian?
Speaking.
Yeah, hi Brian, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim, you know, for your time during care.
Yeah, that's correct,
Yeah, perfect. So all we do need to do today, to be fair, Brian, is just confirm a few details with yourself, take a very brief statement, and
sure.
We can look at obviously getting this claim kind of processed for you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
So, yeah, no worries, just to confirm, I've got your name as a Mr. Brian Fitzpatrick.
That's correct,
And best email address that I've got is brian22@post.com.
That's correct, yeah,
One moment, can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's 02051956.
2nd of the 5th, 56.
Yep,
Yeah, perfect, just one moment. Yeah, and what's your door number and postcode as well?
It's KA114DS Delta Sugar.
Sorry.
It's K Kilo Alpha.
Yeah, 11.
114 Delta Sierra.
Thank you. And what number, Alexandra?
It's 41.
Perfect, thank you. So what age was it when you were placed into care?
It was just a residential school we went to. It was for the summer holidays. We got put in the Glasgow City Council. I reckon we must have been about 10 or 11. I can't even mind the exact dates, you know. So I thought it was 66, 67.
No worries, I'm just going to run through a couple of details then. So it was like over a summer time, was it?
It was, yeah, uh-huh.
No worries. Can you just...
with a big family, in particular mother respite from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no, of course, that's understandable. Can you just confirm your mother's and father's names?
My mother was Isabel Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And my father was Patrick Fitzpatrick.
Patrick, no worries. Just one moment. And was you known by any other names when you was younger, or you was always just Brian Fitzpatrick?
No, just Brian Fitzpatrick.
Perfect, thank you. So, yeah, I can see that it says it was a Craigie house that you were sent to, weren't it?
Craigie, yep, Craigie.
And what area was that? Was that Kilmarnock, was it? Or?
It was the Kilmarnock area, but it was Ayrshire, you know.
Ayrshire?
Yep, uh-huh.
And it said it was around 66, 67, yeah?
I think that was about the year, yep.
Yeah. And just to confirm, you said your brother was there as well. What's his name?
His name is Patrick Fitzpatrick. He's deceased.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, so if you just don't mind, just tell me a little bit about kind of your time there and what you experienced.
Shoot, how I found them.
So, yeah, just what you experienced like at Craigie House when you was there.
Well, I mean, it was during the summer holidays from school, but you actually got school when you were there. You know, you're in class and you get school lessons there. And then at different times, you know, you're out playing and... there was a couple of the teachers used to just give you a slap when you're walking by them. And I was kicked and I was punched by them, you know, at times.
Yeah.
And my brother was as well. He was the same, you know, he was an older brother.
Yeah.
And my friends were a bit cheeky because we weren't doing what we were asking, you know.
Yeah. Just writing this up, sorry, won't be a moment.
That's fine, no problem.
Is there anything else that you can remember, like, during the time? So you have to do, like, work as well?
No, just schoolwork. You know, yeah. Being at school, you know.
Yeah, is there anything else that you can remember, like, during the time that you were there?
Well, we were always getting picked on by the teachers, and they used to make us, you know, meal every other day. There was a boot room with all wellies, because it was another gay country area, and we had to sit there and clean all the wellies up for them, you know?
Yeah.
Wellies and boots and things like that. And I don't think there was a gate went by without getting a slap or a punch in or a kick. I don't know if that's classed as abuse, you know, we're just going to...
Yeah, it would be, to be completely honest with you, yeah. Just one moment, just gonna put, I don't think there was a day that you were there, like you said.
Have you got means to check these times when I was there then, huh?
Yeah, so what we do basically, once you sign the documents, we'll contact, like, it'll be like Ayrshire, you know, local council, and they'll have all the information and things like that.
Yeah. Well, it would have been Glasgow City Council at the centre's there.
It would have been Glasgow, would it?
Yes, it was Glasgow City Council at the centre. We stayed in Glasgow at the time. So in Glasgow City Council, it would have sent us there. I'm sure the Craigie would have been out, registered in the Ayrshire area, you know.
No worries, I'm looking to change it to Glasgow then.
Glasgow they were sent from, huh? Would the old address be any help to you where we were sent from, that old address?
Yeah, like, I'll take your address in just one moment, just to pop
in.
Yeah,
that's fine, yes,
Yeah, so what was the previous address that you would, you know, that you was at when, before the, move, Jack?
It was number 3, and it was Greenside Crescent.
Yeah, is that G33?
G33, that would be, and that was the Proven Mill.
Thank you. So just so you're aware as well, you know, when it comes to making a claim and things, it's not like we're just clutching at straws, like hoping that you're going to get some money back or anything like that. Providing that, you obviously, the solicitors accept the case and, you know, like I said, that you did suffer some type of abuse and you will be looking at getting a refund back. We just need to make sure that, like you say, you was in the place that you said you was at that time.
Yeah,
to be completely honest, the scale of it, the amount of people that I've spoken to that have been through similar things like yourself, yeah, just kind of, if you can, you know, you prove that you was in there and you was to say, like, that you have been abused and that, like, you was hit and whatnot, then they will take your word for it. It's not like, you know, you're going to need to go to court or anything like that to prove it. They will just be looking at paying that case out for you. Just a couple more things that I do need to confirm, though, sorry. So I know you might have some kind of, like, pre-existing medical condition. But you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness at the moment,
no,
do you?
No.
Perfect. And as well, touch wood, but if anything was to obviously happen to you during the next, like, 12 months or so, in the time of us making this case for you, would you just like to put, like, a beneficiary down? Somebody who would obviously receive the money if anything was to happen to you?
Yeah, but that would be my wife.
Yeah, what's her name?
Noreen. Noreen. And it's Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, yep. Perfect. So would you have her contact number, or should we just put yours down for now?
Just put that down, mine's down for now.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so yeah, in order for us to make a claim, what we do need now, basically, is we just need a proof of ID. So a passport, driver's licence, you know, kind of anything along those lines. And then also just a proof of address as well. So any letter that you've got that's dated within the last 3 months.
No problem,
Yeah, so what I could do, if I just send you a quick message on WhatsApp, would you just be able to take a picture of both of them and send them over for me?
I should be, yeah.
Yeah, then what I'm going to do, whilst you're sending them over, if it's okay, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get the form sent over for you, for you to sign as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, perfect. So I've just sent you the message on WhatsApp now. You should receive it now. Like I said, you can do me a favour. Just take a picture of those two things, so a photo ID and a letter dated during the last 3 months, and just send them over. And whilst you're doing that, I'm going to get the form sent over for you as well, okay?
Okay. If I do that just now?
Yeah, you can. I can, do you want me to put the phone down and then give you a call back once you've sent it?
Yeah, that'd be there, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. I'll give you a call back in a minute then, thank you.
That's fine, okay, thank you.
It's like...